Mexican president says no backing down from suing U.S. gun industry. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on June 7, 2025. Just one day after the U.S. Supreme Court shot down one lawsuit from Mexico's government against various gun manufacturers, President Claudia Sheinbaum claimed that her government was moving forward with other lawsuits aimed at the gun industry. "There is another pending lawsuit," Sheinbaum said during one of her morning news conferences. "This one was against gun manufacturers. There is another lawsuit that is against gun distributors and gun stores. That is the one that we will be working with our legal team to move forward." La presidenta Claudia Sheinbaum asegura que su gobierno no está de acuerdo sobre el fallo de la Corte de EU que evitó una demanda contra armerías. Dio a conocer que aunque de una denuncia en contra de las distribuidoras y comercializadoras de armas. Enrique Hernández Villa. pic.twitter.com/@9xc971er. Azucena Aresti, at Azucenao, June 6, 2025. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court shot down one of the lawsuits filed by Mexico's government, which tried to blame the raging cartel violence on the U.S. gun industry rather than Mexico's widespread corruption and refusal to fight cartels. The widespread corruption has been publicly called out by the White House, which pointed to the intolerable relationship between drug cartels and the country's government, Breitbart Texas reported at the time. As Breitbart News reported, in 2021, Mexico's government sued various U.S. gun manufacturers and distributors in a case that moved through lower courts until reaching the U.S. Supreme Court this week. In their ruling, the Supreme Court justices ruled unanimously against Mexico. Sheinbaum's predecessor and mentor first pushed the issue. Former President Andrés Manuel López Obrador was harshly criticized for his soft approach to drug cartels. As Breitbart Texas reported, soon after taking office, López Obrador claimed that the war on drugs was over, and he focused his approach on funding social programs rather than fighting drug cartels. In the later years of López Obrador's administration, political opponents accused him of protecting drug cartels in exchange for helping him and his party stay in power. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.